if you are a Christian and you name the name of Jesus Christ, you don't get to leave God out of your vote.
Dr. Tony Evans says our ballots need to reflect our beliefs.
Kingdom voting is the opportunity and responsibility of committed Christians to partner with God by expanding His rule in society through civil government.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Americans have a very important decision ahead as we elect national, state, and local leaders. But today, Dr. Evans will talk about an even more important choice facing us, one we need to make before we go to the polls. Let's join him.
Well, today I enter into the shark-infested waters of politics. There are landmines everywhere when you come to this subject because it's such a volatile issue. When it comes to the question of voting, it has become clear that it is easy to become a toxic conversation. People have taken their sides and they are dedicated to their positions. I'd like to suggest there is a perspective, a mindset, and an orientation that has eluded us, leading to not only the divisiveness in the culture, but unfortunately, the divisiveness in the church that has facilitated disharmony, disunity, and conflict in the broader society. Because there is not the proper kingdom perspective when it comes to God's activity in society, the church has become as bad as or worse than the world, allowing ourselves to be a poor example of who God is and how God functions with regard to government. The question is, how should a Christian vote? I know the mere hearing of the subject matter could be bringing consternation to your mind. I'm sure some are saying, well, what is he going to say and who is he going to endorse and which party is he going to lean to? How is he going to approach this? And so over these weeks, I would like to set forth a biblical case. Now, if you take issue with me, that is fine, as long as you do it bibliocentrically. Because once you leave the authority of Scripture, we are now left to our own personal perspectives. And since we come at life, at circumstances, at history, culture, and race from different points of view and realities, then our personal opinions are going to differ. But I'd like to suggest to you that there is a kingdom worldview to approaching this subject and your vote. And if you will adopt a kingdom worldview, then we can approach this issue and come out as the Church of Jesus Christ, not in conflict, even if we didn't vote the same way. You see, until the church gets it right, the culture can't get it right, because as you've heard me say, I'm sure many times, God doesn't skip the church house to fix the White House. Now, at the whole concept of kingdom voting is kingdom. And if you're familiar with the worldview that we promote, it is the kingdom agenda, which is the visible demonstration and manifestation of the comprehensive rule of God over every area of life. God's perspective is tied to one subject, and that is glory, His glory, through the expansion of his kingdom. You've heard me illustrate it before, but let me do it again with, again, my favorite subject of football. Two teams in conflict on a Sunday afternoon. They have different goals, different personnel, and they're headed in two different directions. But introduced to these two teams in conflict is a third team, the team of officials. These officials are on the field, but they're not of the field. They're in the midst of the conflict, but they're not allowed to become part of the conflict because they are obligated to another kingdom at 345 Park Avenue in New York, where the NFL offices are. You see, the commissioner of the NFL has sent representatives on the field of play to represent up there in New York on every football field in the NFL. Their job is to bring order to what otherwise would be a chaotic conflict. When these officials step on the field, their personal opinions must be now adjusted. Their desires must be reoriented to a higher authority. They are clearly distinguishable by their black and white jerseys. They do not belong to either of the competing teams because they represent a higher kingdom. Each one of the officials is given a book. This book, the rules that govern the game, are provided by the NFL offices. All decisions on the field of play are to be made by and in accordance with that book. Their personal opinions have to be subject to that book. Their background, their history, their experiences must be subject to that book. They must make their rules by the book, knowing that sometimes they're going to be booed, sometimes they're going to be cheered, but since popularity is not why they're there to bring order to a chaotic environment because we've got conflicting realities that are clashing moment by moment and play by play. If you were to come to me and say, "Evans, my life is falling apart. What should I do?" I would take the Bible. I would give you what God says about your circumstances. I would then ask you to agree to an obedient set of actions to apply what you learned. Then I would ask the Holy Spirit to empower your obedience based on the book to bring healing to your devastated life. If you brought to me your family and said, "My marriage and our home is unraveling," I would take the same book that I use with you as an individual. I would show you the biblical principles related to the circumstances that are underlining your difficulties in your home. I would give you practical steps to obediently apply the principles from Scripture. And then I would pray for the Holy Spirit's empowerment for that application for the transformation of your family. If you came to me with your church in disarray, members fighting, leaders fighting, I take the same book that I use with you as an individual or as a family, and I would show you God's prescript for how the church has been created and designed to function. Then I would call for acts of obedience that would demonstrate faith in what was written, and then invoke the Holy Spirit to empower the obedience to bring about the harmony in the church. But what do you do when your nation is unraveling? What do you do when the two teams are Democrats and Republicans? What do you do when the conflict is between police and the community and issues of justice. What do you do when the issues in a society are chaotic, conflicting, with different perspectives and worldviews and goal lines? What do you do? Unfortunately, far too many who name the name of Jesus Christ change books. They go to their political posturing. They go to their individual perspectives. They go to their histories, and they make their arguments there. And then they wonder why, we wonder why, we're not able to bring harmony to a chaotic nation.
Dr. Evans will have more to say about the concept of kingdom voting when he continues our message in just a moment. Don't go away.
Check. Check.
Oh, our sample ballots came?
Yeah, I'm marking mine now. Check. And check.
Wow, you're tearing right through that.
Well, they make it easy. They list the political party right there under the name.
Voting the straight party ticket. Following some family tradition. Doing what your friends do. All common ways to vote, but not necessarily godly ways. The Lord has an agenda for His kingdom, and Tony Evans says we need to back it with our ballots. That's the point of his new book, Kingdom Politics.
If you are a Christian and you name the name of Jesus Christ, you don't get to leave God out of your vote.
Kingdom Politics helps you cut through the campaign hype and focus on the people and propositions that best reflect biblical values. You'll also discover how to defend your positions with grace and compassion. Kingdom Politics, brand new from Tony Evans. Available now at tonyevans.org.
There's a lot at stake in the coming election, far too much to boil down to just a choice between Democrat and Republican. Request a copy of Kingdom Politics today, along with a donation toward Tony's ministry. And we'll send it out as our gift, along with a bonus, all 10 full-length messages in his current series, Returning God to Government, an in-depth look at what the Bible says about our ballots. Take advantage of this special double offer before time runs out. Make the arrangements today at tonyevans.org or give us a call day or night at 1-800-800-3222. That's 1-800-800-3222. Well, let's get back to part two of today's message. Here's Dr. Evans.
I'd like to suggest today and throughout this series that God does not change books. He doesn't all of a sudden say, when we get the civil government, let's find another course of action, another prescript, another direction that we ought to take. In the same way that there is an officiating crew who only rule by the book if they're going to rule rightly, so it is that God's officiating crew, His church, if we're going to bring harmony to us in the church as a model to harmony in the nation, we got to stop changing books. Or we must stop using the part of the book that we like while ignoring the whole counsel of God when it comes to this area. What would you think about a referee who took off his jersey and put on the jersey of one of the other two teams? He'd be a Benedict Arnold to his designated responsibility. It is unfortunate today that we've had Christians who put on Republican jerseys, other Christians who put on Democratic jerseys, and wonder why they're still chaotic on the field, because they have walked away from a kingdom jersey. And as a result, the failed church has given a great model to how to have a failing culture. About our unwillingness, refusal, or compromise in dealing with the divine prescription. What do we mean? What do I mean by kingdom voting? When I use that term, what am I referring to? Let me give you a working definition for this series related to kingdom voting. Kingdom voting is the opportunity and responsibility of committed Christians to partner with God by expanding his rule in society through civil government. Let me repeat that again. Kingdom voting is both the opportunity and responsibility to partner with God for the expansion of his rule in society through civil government. I'm going to make the case. It is only to the degree that you include God's person and God's policies. Did you hear me? God's person and God's policies in society through civil government as he defines it, not as you prefer it or I prefer it, that we can begin to see healing in the church so it can be modeled in the culture. We call it an opportunity because every culture doesn't have the opportunity to vote on its leadership. We call it a responsibility of partnering. Why? Because all through the Bible, God calls people to partner with him. Scripture makes it clear that we are workers together with God. So while we must pray for God to heal our land, we must partner with God for the healing of our land. When our part of the partnership wanes, when we don't fulfill our responsibility, we don't change who God is, but we may alter how he may work. Because the partners aren't dealing with the partnership the way the partnership was established to work, to run, and to operate. God has lost his Democratic partners. He's lost his Republican partners, his Libertarian partners, because they've left being a kingdom partner and a kingdom voter. And if we're going to see him intervene, inject himself in the affairs of a collapsing society, of a devastated nation, then we're going to have to return to him not in concept, nor by simply throwing his name around. Everybody says pray. Everybody says they have faith in God. It's hard to make it too far in our culture without a belief in God. That is not enough. God has policies. And it is only as we embrace his person and his policies that we will experience his presence in healing our lives, our churches, and our nation. Let me say it another way. The further God is removed from the life of an individual, from the life and definition of a family, from the life and definition of the church, and in this case, from the life and definition of a citizenry, of a society, the more chaotic those entities become. The closer the God of the Bible is to the individual, the family, the church, and the society, the more ordered and less chaotic it will become. God is not simply a cute addendum you throw out there. No, he wants to be intricately involved. The theme of the Bible is the glory of God through the expansion of his kingdom. God is concerned about one thing, that he's glorified and that his kingdom is expanded. Once you leave that, you've left the Bible. And once you leave the Bible, you've left him. The Bible is clear. For example, Psalm 22, verse 28 puts it this way. The kingdom is the Lord's and he rules the nations. Did you hear that? The kingdom is the Lord's. Psalm 22, 28 says, and he rules the nations. Psalm 33, verse 12 says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Psalm 103, verse 19 says, the Lord establishes his throne in heaven and his sovereignty rules over all. Okay, so let's get this straight. He's king, running a kingdom, and that involves the nations. So that involves this nation. It involves the nation of your life. And it involves the influence of your vote. Now, I know that that creates consternation. Because we're voting on what the Bible would call kings, and in our case, we vote on presidents, and we vote on senators, House representatives, and mayors, and governors, and all down the line of those who represent civil government. And we want our person to win, as we ought to. That's why we vote for them. But just so you know, that God is partnering in this situation. Daniel chapter 2, verse 21 says that God removes kings and he establishes kings. He's running the show. You can exclude him if you want to, but it is to your detriment and my detriment. So guess what? If you are a Christian and you name the name of Jesus Christ, you don't get to leave God out of your vote. You don't just get the vote because you like it or want to. You only get to vote for his glory and the expansion of his kingdom. That's what you're voting for. Now, I know there are a lot of subtext under that, and I know there are a lot of variances in terms of specific applications to specific policies. But unless you're voting for that, then you have not put God in his proper sovereign place over the nations, which involves your vote, because you're voting for the nation. So this raises a question, because if you are a committed Christian, then I want to vote with God, right? I want to vote with God. I don't be voting over here and I'm voting over there, not if I'm a committed Christian. Now, if you're a casual Christian, a cultural Christian, or you're a political pundit, then of course, you're going to vote like you feel it. So I want to try to answer the question now, since I've defined kingdom voting, how God votes. Because I want you to vote with God, and I want me to vote with God. So let's find out how God is voting. So if you're a committed Christian, you and I can vote with God.
Dr. Tony Evans, talking today about how our citizenship shapes our politics. It's all part of his brand new series, Returning God to Government, a practical look at how the Lord's kingdom agenda ought to shape the decisions we'll be making on Election Day. It's the perfect resource to review on your own or share with your small group before going to the polls. And when you make a contribution to support Tony's ministry, it's yours with our thanks, along with the book I told you about earlier, Kingdom Politics. Details are waiting for you online at tonyevans.org, or give us a phone call at 1-800-800-3222, where members of our resource team are standing by to help you day and night. Again, that's 1-800-800-3222. I'll come back to tell you about what's coming up tomorrow, right after this special challenge from Dr. Evans.
Our world has become very mean, so much division and conflict. So we need to be overwhelmed with kindness.
Dr. Tony Evans has a mission for you to change our culture for good. Join Tony's Kindness in the Culture campaign by getting your unique kindness cards online. Then agree to do one act of kindness for someone each week. Once you do your act of kindness, offer to pray for the person and even share the gospel. If you can't do both, that's okay. Just be sure to give the kindness card to them, and Dr. Evans will share the gospel through a simple, easy-to-access video online. Visit TonyEvans.org to request your cards today. Churches and groups can request customizable kindness cards with your name and logo. See details online.
Again, all that information is waiting for you online at TonyEvans.org. Get started today. Then tomorrow, Tony will come back with more about what it means to be a kingdom independent by looking at the propositions and candidates from God's point of view. I hope you'll be with us. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.